The Haines Assembly calls a special meeting about a large Chilkat Valley timber sale, and a new aviary is in the works for the Raptor Center in Haines. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Daisha Eaton. Those stories and more up next. The Haines Assembly is gathering more input on a major timber sale the University of Alaska is planning in the Chilkat Valley. Assemblyman Tresham Gregg was one of several assembly members who expressed concern about the sale at a regular meeting Tuesday.
I think we're allowing ourselves to be destroyed, our future being destroyed, if we just allow this to happen without taking some real active steps to influence it.
Last week, the university announced it's entering into a negotiated timber sale on 13,400 acres of land scattered throughout the borough. The 10-year deal would be far greater than any timber sale in the Haines area in recent history. The volume is estimated at 150 million board feet. It comes on the heels of the university's attempted 400-acre timber sale on the Chilkat Peninsula. No bids were received on that controversial proposal. UA says it will develop that land for a residential subdivision. Haines resident Tom Ely urged the assembly to take the new, much larger offering seriously.
I know that you just resolved the issue out the Chilkat Peninsula, but this is far more serious, with potentially dire consequences to our valley, to our fisheries, to our tourism, to our way of life.
The assembly will meet as a committee of the whole on Tuesday, April 3rd from 6 to 8 p.m. to hear from residents and develop comments on the sale. The university is accepting input through April 19th. It plans to award a timber contract by the end of July. The American Bald Eagle Foundation Raptor Center and Natural History Museum in Haines is building a new aviary. The Raptor Center houses three bald eagles and is a tourism attraction for the Southeast Alaska town.
These are Arden and Vega. There are two bald eagles here. We have three bald eagles.
That's Stephanie Jenkinson, the Raptor Program Manager at the center. She's in charge of the food, the husbandry, and enrichment for the birds that live at the center.
These two eagles are resident eagles, and their job is to educate people. So they both work for a living, and what you're about to witness is one of the training sessions.
Against a painted backdrop of an Alaska mountain scene and through wire mesh, two bald eagles do their daily training, hopping from their perches up high onto platforms down below, where handlers reward them with morsels of moose meat.
Vega.
That's Vega, the oldest bald eagle at the center. She's in her mid-20s. Eagles can live a long time, into their 40s. Vega is one of the reasons why they're overhauling the aviary. We'll get back to that later. Eagles and their handlers are practicing their routine for cruise ship season in Haines, which brings thousands of people to see them. The Raptor Center is at the heart of tourism here, and their building is right in the middle of town, between the post office and the police station. Passengers from cruise ships line up each summer to see the eagles and other raptors up close. The center's mission is the conservation of the bald eagle and its habitat. One of the largest congregations of eagles in the world takes place about 20 miles from here each fall along the banks of the Chilkat River, where the birds come to feast on spawned-out salmon. The Raptor Center opened in 2010, but the existing spaces where the largest birds live are less than ideal, says Sydney Campbell, the Education and Development Manager at the center.
Our three bald eagles really shouldn't be housed together, but we only have the space now to allow us to keep one separate and two who are housed together.
These birds of prey normally have large territories, and they're opportunistic feeders. Housing the eagles together can cause problems, says Campbell. Remember Vega from earlier?
Our largest bald eagle, Vega, is older and wiser and definitely larger than the other two, and she's much better at competing. And because bald eagles are scavengers and they like to steal food, she's really good at stealing it from the other two.
Having three separate rooms for the eagles is part of the plan for the new aviary. Plus, it also includes a weathering yard where birds can perch, sun themselves, and where outdoor training can take place, as well as a walking path so guests can connect with the birds in a closer setting.
We want them to be able to do their job to the best of their abilities. So not only are we building larger spaces, we're building spaces that are more enriching. We're demolishing a building that's currently blocking a lot of light to some of the existing aviaries. And so this way, rather than having the birds kind of staring at each other all day, we'll have them looking at, around at their surroundings. They'll be able to see the wildlife that's nearby. There's lots of bird watching, lots of squirrel watching that's really enriching.
The idea is to give the eagles more room and some of the stimulation they would have in a wild setting, and to give visitors a better experience, says Campbell.
Currently, we can't open the aviaries to the public. We lead a tour through there every day in the summer, but that's capped at 15 people. So very few of our guests actually get to see all of the birds because some of them don't come out and do glove work.
Besides the bald eagles, the Raptor Center is also home to two red-tailed hawks, a Eurasian eagle owl, an eastern screech owl, a peregrine falcon, a Lanner-Saker hybrid falcon, and a merlin.
So by building the two new structures and by tearing out the old existing structure, we're going to open it up and people can kind of go on their own self-guided tours.
After the new aviary is complete, Campbell says hopefully the eagles and the people who come to see them will have a much more authentic experience at the Raptor Center. The center has raised more than $50,000 for the new aviary through a GoFundMe page, but they need to raise more to reach their goal. The groundwork for the project is scheduled to take place in April, and construction is scheduled to be completed this fall. In Haines, I'm Daisha Eaton. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. Thanks for listening this evening. Thank you.